Bitachin for Life, Shir number 159, Wednesday, Parshas Kiseitze. We are talking about the third level that the Chavis Havavas discusses in Bitachin, and that is the level of hope. That a person should always be hopeful that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send them the Yeshua. Now, really, many times when we find discussions of Bitachin, this word kivoy is used. I would even say maybe more than other Lashonis. And the question is why? Why is kivinu such a common term when we are talking about bitachin and various levels of bitachin? And the main one that we can focus on is kilishuascha kivinu kalayim, that we say in davening, that we hope for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua. And the reason is because hope is really the first step to attaining higher levels of bitachin. Because until now we were discussing mivtach, which means a person trusts Hashem. He doesn't necessarily expect that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save him, but whatever Hashem does, he trusts Hashem. The next level was mishan, that we view HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a crutch. Again, it's me doing it. I don't necessarily expect that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come out of nowhere and save me, but I lean on Hashem as a crutch to help me along. Kivoy opens the opportunity to truly expect and hope and wait for Hashem's Yeshua. And it's really the basic level of uncovering this koyach that we all have inside of us. And we have to understand what this koyach is and how we can practically implement it. Because the truth is, when a person feels hope, he leaves open the door for a Yeshua. And on the other hand, when a person does not feel hope, chas v'shalom, he closes the door on the Yeshua. But at the same time, we have to realize that if we're going to work on feeling hope, we don't want to walk away feeling that our hopes were dashed and we didn't get what we were hoping for. And that's the reason why most people are hesitant to feel hope, because they don't want to come later and be disappointed that their hope was not fulfilled. But the truth is, that is a very understandable feeling, but it's a mistake. Because if we're never going to work on feeling hope, then Rachmana Litzlan, we're not going to experience much higher Yeshuas that we can experience when we feel hope. Because hope is a driver for Yeshuas, like higher levels of Bitachon that we will Amir Toshem discuss. The more we expect and hope and wait for Yeshua, the more power we put into those emotions, the more Yeshuas we will see. So the Yetzirah wants to stop us from feeling hope, because he doesn't want us to feel this hope and then get the Yeshua. So he tells us we might not see the Yeshua, so don't bother, don't put the effort into feeling hope. But that's a mistake. And let's focus on the lashon of the bracha that we say. Ki lishuascha kivinu kol hayom, which is really primarily referring to Mashiach. Klal Yisrael, for many generations, were hoping for Mashiach. And Mashiach didn't come. Were their hopes dashed? Did they waste their time? That's a terrible mistake. Because hope itself is a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we will explain. Yes, it has to be done in a healthy manner, that a person shouldn't feel let down. But the secret of hope, hope is the secret that brings a person a Yeshua. And if we understand how to utilize it properly, we will Emir Tzashem see Yeshuas. And that is the key to Kilishuascha Kivinu Kalayim, to try to practically implement hope in our life. And the more we can bring it in, the more we will see Yeshuas. Yes, it has to be done properly. But when it's used properly, the power of hope can Emir Tzashem transform our lives to lives of Yeshuas, Refuas, and Nechamas.